Welcome to Leadership Lessons Learned. WFYI, in cooperation with the Lacey Leadership Association, is pleased to present a monthly essay by Central Indiana's premier civic and business leaders. We hope these essays will provide insight into how some of Indianapolis' best and brightest use their life experiences to help shape their working and leadership styles. This month's essayist is Scott Wise, president and CEO of Pots and Pans Production, the parent company for Scotty's Brew House, Scotty's Lake House, and Three Wise Men Brewing Company. Scott was a Muncie boy who was taught early to be an entrepreneur. A grandfather that owned a canning factory, a father that owns a commercial construction company, and Scotty, who was always trying to start a business of his own, whether it was a summer lawn business or even selling homemade cinnamon toothpicks at school in third grade. It was in the bloodline to keep with family traditions and motivations. Scott's essay today relates to those traditions and motivations passed on by his father, and is titled, Baking Leadership Pie, One Part Passion, Two Parts Hard Work.
You're a college town bar that will never make it in Indianapolis. Those words echoed in my head as I read them on the piece of paper that a loan officer anonymously typed and sent to me in 2006. 5 years later, we have four locations in Indianapolis, and the one that would never make it has led our company in sales and profit for the past 5 years. Have you ever tried to tell a type A, driven, entrepreneurial leader that he or she can't do something? Go ahead and smile here. A memory that I'll never forget from childhood was a conversation with my father. It went something like this. Me. Dad, you can't do that. Dad, I can do anything if I put my mind to it and work hard. I may not be the smartest person in the contest, but I'll always outwork the competition. Me. Well, you can't fly. Dad. I sure can. I can build wings, and I can jump off of a cliff into an ocean, and I'll be flying. This scene played out over and over with me struggling to come up with an example of how he couldn't do something. But, as you probably guessed it, he always found a way to show me that he would succeed. Funny. I never really got the point of the story until later in life when I realized what he was really trying to teach me. We didn't know the words can't, never, won't work. We only saw opportunities for success, not problems or excuses. And I believe this is how a leader must perceive many situations. The recipe for success in leadership is a complicated one. One part inherent, one part learned, one part suffering from mistakes made. One part passion, one part ability to speak, motivate, and direct towards a common goal, and two parts hard work. Mix and bake at 98.6 degrees. As with most successful leaders, there's often a moment of failure that helps shape and mold that person. I believe my story is still being written, and I have had my successes, but I don't want to say I'm a great leader. I too have faced adversity. I've lost over $1 million in my second restaurant opening, but I've used these lessons to make me a better leader. At the root of all that failure is a dark place to which I never want to return. It's hard to appreciate the sweet taste of success without having the sour flavor of failure in your past. So what is my lesson that I can help teach someone to become a future successful leader? No, don't purposely go out and try to fail because I'm sitting here telling you that will help you become a better leader. No need to search for that dark angel. I think it's a lifelong game of hide and seek. My advice for a future leader is to do what I truly believe is at the heart and core of my success. I have surrounded myself with a team of individuals that are driven. They're smarter than me in their areas of expertise, and they're loyal to our dreams and aspirations of success. I may be the bonding glue for all of the moving pieces, but I'm only one individual. I can inspire, I can lead, I can develop, but I'm only one man. And to be truly successful, I believe, it takes a village. Show loyalty and respect to those around you, and they will lift you up on their shoulders. This is just one secret to a successful leader.
That was Scott Wise, founder and owner of Scotty's Brew House. His essay, Baking Leadership Pie, One Part Passion, Two Parts Hard Work, was one in a series of essays by local civic and business leaders presented by the Lacey Leadership Association on WFYI Radio. The mission of the Lacey Leadership Association is to develop, engage, and mobilize current and future leaders to encourage civic involvement that helps our community thrive. Please join us June 25th for the next in our monthly series of Leadership Lessons Learned.